Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. We are darting across Connecticut here at the Brunch House. My food has dropped. I want to ignore my next guest, but I can't because it's just rude. But I do want to eat my breakfast. I got a pancake and a classic, just two eggs over easy with bacon and an English muffin and home fries. But we love bringing people in and then showing you what every town we visit and darting across Connecticut is all about. And the interesting thing, as Joey pointed out, it's our first repeat high school. When we were in Beacon Falls, we did Woodland Regional High School and their softball team, and that was great. And it's part – I mean, Prospect is in. Is it just those two? By the way, first I'll talk with Dana Mulligan, the vice principal at Woodland. Is it just those two towns?
Yes.
Is it just Prospect and Beacon Falls?
Prospect and Beacon Falls, that's correct.
And how big is the school?
Right now we're at about 570 students.
So it's still small, even
yes,
with the two
small
towns.
Yep.
And we did the softball athletes who are in the state championship. Now, Alex Luddy's joining us and Tanner Barris. Alex is the son of the softball coach, correct?
Yes,
and
correct.
When is the game?
Tomorrow night at 7.
And they're in the state finals?
Yep.
And the two young women who are the pitcher and the catcher, they're not everything, but like they're a big deal, correct?
Yeah, they're tight too.
And yeah, they're going to college together, mm-hmm. right? And what a great story that would be. And have they lost a state title? I think they've won a couple in a row.
Let's not jinx it, but they're going for number 4 tomorrow.
Oh my God, who are they playing?
Foreign
High School.
Are they any?
Yeah, they're the two. We're the one.
Did they play during the regular season?
No, they did not play during the regular season because they're in a different conference.
Now, Alex and Tanner, you just graduated?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you guys are professional EMTs?
Not yet. We're still waiting on our tests.
It's like you're in uniform. So, and either Tanner, you can take it, or Alex, you can take it. Is this what you're going to do? Like you graduated, you're going to finish up, and you're going right into the workforce?
I'm going to work as an EMT throughout college.
Oh, so you are going to go?
Yep. So hopefully I can get my RN, and this gives me a little bit of experience in the whole emergency medicine field.
And where are you going to school?
UConn.
Oh, so are you going to be in stores?
I'm going to do Waterbury for the first year, yep. And then I'm going to transfer out.
Did you want to be in stores?
No, not really.
Okay, because we have all these housing stories about people want to be in stores, but they get assigned to Waterbury or Hartford or what have you.
Yeah, no, I wanted to stay home for the first year, save some money, and then I'll go out to stores.
And what do you want to do career-wise? Do you want to be a doctor, and this is just one step, or is it?
So I'm deciding between becoming a physician, so I would either be an anesthesiologist, or I would stay the nursing route and become a CRNA, which is a nurse anesthetist.
Yeah.
One just has less responsibility than
you just want to knock people out.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's great. We had Ryan Hogan is a big loyal listener. He's a nurse, and he was telling us about his 24-hour shifts. My brother's a physician assistant, and my two sisters-in-law are doctors. It's an intense field education-wise, but once you get through it, it's really rewarding on a couple of fronts.
Yeah.
Now, Alex, and what about you? What's your plan?
So after high school, I'm getting my EMT because one of the stepping stones that you need to become a firefighter is getting your EMT, and not a lot of departments hire without you having some, certification, whether it's EMT or advanced EMT or paramedic. So although medical isn't exactly, you know, my strong suit, especially it took me a while to get going in this class. And, yeah. I mean, now I feel comfortable with it, but it took a lot. So I want to be a firefighter and then eventually move on to become a fire marshal. So I'm going to University of New Haven in the fall. And
going D1 sports now. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I don't think I have to worry about that. Okay. I'm just going to sit in the stands and pay attention.
It's a great school, though. I love the fact that you guys all have plans, but also flexibility within it. Now, are you going out on calls and stuff?
I've done my fair share with the Prospect Fire Department because I'm a junior member there, and I will be joining as a senior member in about a month because that's when I'll be 18.
And wait, so when do you get to be a that means you'll become a firefighter?
So that's a volunteer standpoint, so I still have to get firefighter certifications because in this field, everything that you want to do has to come with at least a certification and then a lot more certifications. So that's pretty much what it's got to take before you can – I mean, you can still go on calls, but before you're like a full capacity firefighter, you have to go through a class there.
Are you guys – both of you guys is fast. I could barely handle school. So are you going to be a firefighter while you're still in college?
Yeah.
And you're going to be you're going to get paid to be an EMT while you're still in college?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's bananas. How are you going to manage your time?
I don't have any classes.
You better
on
not
Fridays.
Play video games or anything because that'll go down the tubes.
I don't have classes on Fridays so far for my schedule, so that's what I'll probably do. I'll work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then go to school Monday through Thursday. I'll work. Sure, I'm going to work that out yet.
I have confidence that they'll be able to handle. They're both student athletes at Woodland and did great things at Woodland, and they also committed themselves to this program, which was a two-credit class that met every single day throughout the entire school
well,
year.
Dana Mulligan, who's the vice principal at Woodland Regional High School, and we're talking with Tanner Barrows. Is it Barrows?
Yeah.
And Alex Luddy here. Well, I got to tell you, like, I have three teenagers, and I love my kids. But, I mean, to be that organized and action-oriented, I mean, not every kid in your school is doing that, but, like, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are pretty cynical about our youth, right? I mean, what is it family focus? Is it the culture of the school? Like, what's going well that you have? Because those young women on the softball team, too, they just crush it.
I mean, I think it's a you know, like they say, it takes a village. I think that we have a great culture in our building. We were a Connecticut Association of Schools High School of the Year this year. But I also know that both these boys come from strong families, but we also have a strong community that supports our students and really makes sure that we have everything that we need in terms of resources in order to make our students successful at the next level.
Guys, I mean, it's a little bit, I don't know, it's exciting about what's ahead, but how does it feel to just graduate and close the door on this chapter of life?
It's definitely nerve-wracking, I would say, because we got to figure out we're doing it all on our own now, kind of. We don't have all those teachers that we've known in the past 4 years to help us through it. But it's definitely exciting, too.
I'm excited to sleep in past 8.
My wife's an educator, and she believes firmly that start time should be later anyway. It's just not normal. That's good, although there'll be days where that won't be the case. Listen, guys, thank you for coming down, and they have their uniforms on. With their Woodland student EMTs, and listen, I'm super encouraged by the world. I mean, the world news is awful, and to come here to Prospect and meet people like you and educators like you and listeners like the ones we have, it's just honestly, and I know we get tons of feedback from our listeners, it's just great. So congratulations on graduation. Good luck being a firefighter, whether you're going to go the anesthesiologist route and the medical route or what's the nursing what
CRNA.
Either way, you guys are going to kill it. So thank you, guys. We appreciate it. Again, Alex Luddy, Tanner Barrows, recent grads at Woodland Regional High School and their EMT program going on to do great things, whether it's in medicine or in firefighting. And thank you for doing that. And, of course, Dana Mulligan, the vice principal. Any last words? What are you ready for summer? Are you in summer mode already?
I'm ready for summer, but I'm just going to give a shout-out to our softball team. Good luck tomorrow night.
Yeah, and get the toasted almond at Big Dipper, because even if you think that doesn't sound good, I'm told it's really, really good.
It's the best.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.